Jackie, you've been in employment for years and years. You Clarksville native, you went to Murray State for a while, went out west. You're back in the area, and you're working with lots of folks in this program. Tell me who comes to you.
Typically seniors, 55 years and older, who are income eligible and unemployed. And usually it's folks who have retired, receiving Social Security, and need to supplement their income and also perhaps just to spice up their life a little bit by getting out.
What do you do once you meet a person who is in that general framework? What happens?
Well, we meet with them and determine their eligibility. And once that's determined, we do some assessment with them to determine what their skills are and what skills they would like to update and learn in order to go on to gain employment.
And how do you get those skills achieved?
We place them with host agencies in their community, and they are trained while on the job earning money.
Sounds like a sweet deal. What's the process, and where do you come into it?
Well, I meet with them first and help them to be placed at the host agency. We work with them, any issues that they might have on the job. The host agencies provide the training. I provide support that might be needed. I also work with them on job search skills, job retention skills, resume writing, just anything that they would need in order to be able to gain unsubsidized employment.
What do you see when you place people? What do you see?
Well, you see people who really enjoy getting up and coming to work every day. They love what they do. They love the people around them. And they have a lot to offer. Most of these folks have a lot of experience. Most people have worked a good part of their lives. And they bring a lot to an organization.
So there is a time limit for being with you, and then what are the expectations?
We hope that each person will gain unsubsidized employment. It doesn't have to be full-time. It can be part-time in the community where they live. We do offer follow-up after they gain unsubsidized employment to help them with any issues that might arise. We can provide some supportive services that they might need.
Well, you mentioned that you're especially interested in employers being aware of this resource as well. How many people are you dealing with now in this program?
I have 18 people on the roll right now. I have 27 available slots in seven purchase area counties. Employers in the area, I'd like for them to understand that if I contacted them on the behalf of a participant or if a CSEP participant contacted them, that the CSEP program really provides sort of a reference for them. We have they've demonstrated their abilities to work. We know exactly what skills they have, and it's like a known entity to the employer. It's not just some stranger coming in.
So we're talking 20 hours a week, 7 1/4 an hour, and the placement is it for 24 months, then 48 months maximum? How does that work?
The program individual enrollment is expected to be 24 to 27 months. Usually we like to have people at one host agency for about a year. Then we like to transfer them or significantly change their duties so that we expand their training experience and therefore their employability. There is a 48-month lifetime durational limit, and that allows folks for if they had to leave the program due to some sort of life experience, illness, or perhaps they got a job that didn't work out, then they could come back to the program with approval and we could take them back in and continue training.
Tell me about some success stories.
Recently, we had a Graves County resident who had been in the program. She left for unsubsidized employment. It didn't work out. She came back, received some more training, and then obtained a job in Nashville, and she has relocated to Nashville. She's living with a friend. They got a swimming pool. They're living large, enjoying life.
Some of the others you might want to share life stories that you feel particularly close to.
We have a lot of folks who seniors enjoy working with seniors. So we have a lot of good relationships that are built at the host agencies, and many times I'm working with a fellow right now who, once he gains unsubsidized employment, his intention is to come back and volunteer at the host agency that he has been hosted by.
So we reiterate that the initial placements are in nonprofit or governmental agencies that often don't have budgets to complete the workforce they need.
That's correct.
This is a vital placement for the agency into which the person is going, in addition to the person receiving training.
That's right.
Let's do the business. We're talking with Jackie Eubanks, and where do people get in touch with you, and how do you get started?
The best way is to contact me at West Kentucky Allied Services. It's 270-247-4046. Email is Jackie, jackie.e@wkas.info. Here in Callaway County, they can go to the Murray Career Center, which is down at 5th and Poplar.
And you have various positions in various counties. What's available now?
We've got some positions in Callaway County at the Senior Center. We've got several other host agencies that might be able to accommodate somebody. In outlying counties, McCracken County, we've got some positions available. We're going to be having some openings coming up in Graves County.
It just seems to me that in the process of working with these people, you must have just an awful lot of good vibes.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, seniors are great to work with, and they really enjoy it. They got a good work ethic. They're hard workers, and typically they're pretty happy to be there.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jackie Eubanks coordinates the CSEP program, which is Senior Community Service Employment Program out of West Kentucky Allied Services.
Thank you very much.